Many of us are concerned that we're not seeing children at school. Teachers are not able to report on that child they might have a concern about. And so we're seeing our numbers go down across the state. 50% reported child abuse rates are down, and in Marion County it's about 30%. So that is concerning.
What is out there for us to be able to keep watch and make sure that this doesn't get out of hand?
Well, what we are doing at Child Advocates is we are meeting or monitoring the children remotely as much as we can as possible, talking with our caregivers and sharing resources with our advocates, our volunteer advocates from the community, and foster parents, and certainly our staff. But I think, you know, everyone should realize that we're all mandatory reporters, and if they suspect something, a family member might need some help, they should call the 1-800 hotline for child abuse. And that's 800-800-5556. And so I think we should just be watchful in this changed way that we have to do our society right now to really offer help to those family members or neighbors who might be stressed, offer resources through 211, but also think about those children. And if you suspect anything, to call the hotline. I think that's the thing that we have to do as a society right now in this sort of different time we're handling our societal interactions. The last thing I think that people could consider doing is becoming a CASA, a court-appointed special advocate. And we are having virtual info sessions this month. You can see the dates on our website at childadvocates.net. We're even going to hold a training session via Zoom. So we're trying to think of different ways that if people are home and trying to decide, what can I do? What can I do to help? We believe that we'll have a big influx of children coming into the system once this situation is over. And so the need for volunteers will be ever more at that point, because we'll have so many children coming into the system. The last time we had a recession in 2008, we experienced a 27% increase in the percentage of children coming into the system. So we're trying to get ready for that. And people who are thinking at home, what can I do? You know, I want to be a bigger part of the community now. They can become CASAs.
But how is that going to change being a CASA volunteer? You go through the virtual training, but having that interaction with someone is likely going to be a little different than what it was before.
That's exactly right. And so what we're doing now, because the court went to emergency hearings only, our staff and our current CASA volunteers are checking in with children via FaceTime, Skype, phone calls, texts if the children are old enough. And so, you know, it's not perfect. It's not the way we want to do it. But for this time period, that's what we're doing. So our new volunteers will do the same. And once then we're all back to normal and the world is right again, then we'll be able to have them go out and visit the children, which will be really important once this is all over.
Well, Cindy, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.